You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Welcome to the desert of the real. Billions of people just living out their lives, oblivious. This can't be what? Be real? Welcome to the real world.
And welcome to the Unzip Show. I am Derek, and I'm floating the boat, driving the boat, whatever you want to say. Today's episode, the question is, have we found life on Mars?
The photographs revealed a cratered landscape much like the moon, waterless and apparently hostile to life.
July 20th, 1976. The world anxiously awaits the first ever images from the surface of Mars.
So the engine is 26
G's. 20 feet per 366 feet, 73 feet per second. ACS is close to vertical.
So we're coming down, straight down.
Nav is green for touchdown.
ACS is green, 1.5 degrees per second max, 0.2 G's.
8 feet per second.
Touchdown, we have touchdown.
If you take a look at the first color picture and you see this big rock out there called Big Joe, that was about 25 or 30 feet from the lander. If we had hit that rock, the lander would have been smashed, turned over, upset. We had no hazard avoidance whatsoever, just a lot of luck, if you will.
December 1st, 2019, the Curiosity rover completes a panorama made of a billion pixels after climbing a Martian mountain.
In case you want to check this documentary out, it's on YouTube, Elder Fox Documentaries, and they're showing images from Mars.
So how did we get here? What did we find along the way? And have we already answered the question of life on Mars? In the same year that NASA took a billion-pixel image of the surface of Mars, Professor William Ramoser, an entomologist from Ohio University, said images captured by NASA rovers clearly show fossilized and living creatures. Ramoser was an entomology professor at Ohio University for 45 years and co-founded its Tropical Disease Institute. In an interview, he said, "There is apparent diversity among the Martian insect-like fauna, which display many features similar to Terran insects that are interpreted as advanced groups. For example, the presence of wings, wing flexion, agile gliding, and variously structured leg elements."
People have been seeing things on Mars for years. Way back in 1877, Percival Lowell thought he saw canals on Mars. More recently, people thought they saw a face.
In 1976, the Viking 1 spacecraft was circling Mars and captured this image of what appears to be a face haunting the Martian landscape. People claimed that this was an ancient structure built by our ET neighbors. NASA, however, disagreed. The image had gained such widespread acclaim that NASA revisited the site in 2001, orbiting above the region named Cydonia and capturing a much higher resolution image, proving this to be a standard Martian hill.
Have you ever seen the movie Mission to Mars? Gary Sinise stars in it. You have to look at that. Because in that movie, the theory is we all actually came from Mars. Mars was actually like Earth was. I'm sure you've heard this. The same atmosphere, the same landscape. And In the movie, it shows everybody, you know, everybody from Mars going in different directions, and then a colony of aliens came here, seeded Earth with us. Oh, sorry, got carried away, but go check out the movie.
People have even suggested trees have been captured on the Martian surface, which appear to wax and wane with the seasons. Other photographed objects include a fish, a human thigh bone, a giant tadpole, a cannonball, and even a female statue.
But all of this is a function of the human brain. It's called pareidolia. One of the functions of the human brain is to spot faces in the forest. Probably a survival instinct.
How many of you have sat in the bathroom, you know, on the throne, and you look in like a marble floor or your tile floor, and you think you see faces? Or in a wall? And I'm not talking after like drinking a bunch of beer or something. I'm just talking just normally.
Of our ancient ancestors. How many times have you looked at the moon and seen a face looking back? We are wired to see faces in the weird. So Percival Lowell's canals on the face of Mars were just an artifact from his telescope. The Mars face turns out to be quite a normal rock formation. And the Martian creepy crawlies, just rocks. Because we all suffer from the brain disease pareidolia.
While pareidolia can explain why we see complex formations in the Martian rocks, could it still be possible for some specialized organisms to thrive on Mars? Well, in 2019, an international team of scientists proposed that NASA had photographed mushrooms, lichens, and various types of fungi thriving on the Martian rocks. They published a paper so controversial that three of those who reviewed it flat out rejected it, and one of these reviewers even carried on trying to remove the paper after it was approved by a majority of scholars. The images they reference do have some striking similarities to fungus on Earth, but could this be another example of pareidolia?
Some NASA images show what appears to be fungus on the surface. Almost everything is possible, but they are more likely to be rocks made of hematite. These rocks were probably solidified by water and eventually released by erosion.
The authors themselves state that they don't have a smoking gun, no definitive proof, just a lot of similarities that shout, biology. NASA hasn't commented on the paper, but the round pebble-like rocks are actually well documented. NASA has nicknamed them blueberries. First discovered by the Opportunity rover in 2004, they've been spotted over and over again on the Martian surface. The sheer abundance of these rocks points towards one astonishing discovery. In the past, Mars had water. A lot of water.
So before Spirit and Opportunity, the mantra was follow the water. We were really interested in finding evidence that there was once liquid water on the surface of Mars. We thought there had been based on our orbital data, but we hadn't proven it. You can't prove it until you actually can get down and get your nose in the dirt. So with those rovers, we proved that, and now we've been able to move beyond that. So now instead of just following the water, what we're doing is we're trying to understand what was the chemistry of the water? How long did that water persist? Was that water something that could have given rise to life? Why did the environment change so much on Mars that we once had liquid water and we don't anymore?
Remember at the time, back in the early 2000s, we didn't know for sure whether Mars had had significant water standing out on the surface in its ancient past. Spirit and Opportunity helped us prove that. They found evidence through the discovery of things like the hematite blueberries, the sulfates on the other side of the planet that Spirit was able to locate, that were all indicative of minerals and geological processes that result from long-term exposure to water. So that helped nail down the theory and really confirm the idea that the possibility of lakes, ponds, oceans on the surface of Mars was a very realistic potential.
I just want to say hematite blueberries.
Spirit, Opportunity, and Curiosity all found evidence that Mars had water in the past. But did they find evidence of life? In 1976, both Viking landers had the capability to detect some molecules which could indicate life. And shockingly, both of these experiments returned a positive result. Some people say NASA never sent another like-for-like experiment in order to cover up the fact that we have already found life on Mars.
Imagine that.
NASA disagrees. The positive tests were apparently flawed and detected the byproduct of a chemical reaction.
Of course there was something that was flawed. There couldn't be any life there ever. What?
The reason NASA hasn't sent another is due to the fact that the tests were repeated a week later and returned a negative result. Debate among scientists is still ongoing as to what the Viking tests actually detected.
The result of the LR experiment was positive for metabolism, but no traces of organic material were found. We should bear in mind that metabolism can also be produced with inorganic compounds. The good news is that Curiosity has already found organic molecules 5 centimeters beneath the Martian surface.
In 2018, the Curiosity rover detected organic molecules beneath the surface after taking a drill sample in the Gale crater. It was able to heat the sample up to over 500 degrees Celsius and analyze the escaping gases. While commonly indicative of life, organic molecules can also be created by non-biological processes. NASA admits this is not proof of life, but is certainly encouraging. The bigger mystery is the seasonal pattern of methane fluctuation Curiosity has found.
Are we alone in the universe, or is there extraterrestrial life right in our backyard? Mankind has been fascinated by extraterrestrial life since the space race in the 1950s, and conspiracy theorists and fans of space exploration have been speculating that aliens could be as close as the moon or Mars. There are hundreds of NASA photos that seem to show evidence of buildings, fossils, statues, and even herds of animals. Are they real, or is it simply a cause of rock formations and optical illusions? Here are some of the most intriguing pictures that NASA has snapped over the decades.
Channel on YouTube is the richest. That's what this channel is called if you want to go check out the pictures.
NASA has released some amazing photos over the years. Spending billions on space exploration means there are hundreds of images out there. And some of those photos have resulted in more questions than answers. Lunar orbiters and Mars rovers have captured breathtaking pictures. And if you look at them long enough, you might start to see things. The question remains whether the strange structures people have seen in these pictures are real or simply figments of our imagination. Can they be easily explained? Are they simply rock formations, or are they the key to unlocking the mystery of life on other planets? Prominent conspiracy theorist and alien researcher Scott C. Waring claims there is evidence of life on the moon. After researching photos of the moon taken by Lunar Orbiter 4 in 1967, Waring came to the conclusion that there is indeed evidence of some kind of civilization on the moon. He identified fungus-like floating structures on the far side of the moon. The smoking gun is the fact that these bizarre formations cast a shadow. There is not really a dark side of the moon, as that is really a myth. As you can see, there is actually quite a bit of light. What is really interesting about these structures here is how they are throwing shadows. If they were not structures, or they were this tall, they would not be throwing shadows, Waring said. Waring cited several other examples of an ancient alien civilization on the moon. Photos from NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter seem to reveal an alien building, or possibly some kind of drilling machine, on the moon's De Moraes crater. You can see there is a structure here, and it does appear to be a solid object. The object must be huge, and it looks like part of the object is a circular tube, said Waring. It's not just photos from the moon's surface that have raised questions. Last year, scientists discovered a massive mystery blob beneath the surface of the moon's south pole. What exactly did scientists find? Well, it turned out to be a huge chunk of metal the size of Denmark. This massive moon metal could be shrapnel left behind by a giant asteroid that struck the moon around 400 billion years ago. It does make sense, but conspiracy theorists say there is something rotten in the Denmark-sized moon metal. Could the colossal chunk of iron and nickel actually be an underground alien hideout or weather control satellite put there by our alien creators? That's up to you to decide. Maybe David Bowie was right. Maybe there is life on Mars. The amount of strange objects found in Mars rover photos is staggering. It seems there is something new discovered every day. NASA is gathering valuable information and scientific data during these Mars rover missions, but conspiracy theorists posit that there is something more sinister going on. Scott C. Waring has spent hours combing over Mars rover photos, and he has come up with a few interesting theories about the Red Planet too. The UFO hunter claims to have found evidence of pyramids on Mars. The pyramids on Earth are mysterious enough, but pyramids on Mars? That's a real mystery. Waring says photos from NASA's Curiosity rover show evidence of tiny pyramids. He claims these pyramids were built by tiny aliens. Tiny aliens building pyramids on Mars seems very far-fetched, but sometimes reality is stranger than fiction. The Curiosity rover, which cost NASA $2.5 billion to build and send to Mars, has taken thousands of images. Many of these images are just boring shots of the Red Planet's surface, but some photos show much more. Conspiracy theorists and UFO hunters have spotted many strange objects in these photos. Ancient alien bones, alien fish fossils, giant crab creatures, artifacts from an alien war, and huge statues are some of the things that alien hunters claim exist on Mars. One of the most iconic and bizarre images of Mars dates all the way back to 1976 when NASA's Viking 1 orbiter zipped over Mars and snapped a photo of what appears to be a giant face on the surface of the planet. The face bears a resemblance to Elvis. It's probably just a coincidence rather than an alien-built monument. Is there evidence of humanoid alien remains on Mars? Curiosity rover snapped a pic of what looked like an alien thigh bone in 2014, but NASA was quick to point out that it was simply a rock shaped by wind erosions. That, however, didn't stop speculation. This is far from the only photo that seems to show bones or alien remains. YouTuber Paranormal Crucible discovered what looks like the skull of a Sasquatch-like alien creature in 2016. The debate rages on. We might never know the truth. There might be something fishy on the surface of Mars. UFO hunters got really excited when Curiosity rover snapped pics of what looked like the fossilized remains of a fish-like creature. The strange formation in the Mars photo was discovered by Blog UFO Sightings Daily, but NASA says that it couldn't be a fish fossil because Mars likely never had enough oxygen in its atmosphere or elsewhere to support more complex organisms. Thus, large fossils are not likely. A 2017 Mars rover photo might show evidence of a brutal war between alien races. It sounds like something out of a comic book, but could it be reality? This one was again spotted by UFO Sightings Daily. Could this photo show a cannonball, or is there a simple explanation? NASA responded on Twitter, "Mars may be named for the god of war, but these weird things aren't cannonballs, they're pebbles." NASA politely explained that they're only 5 millimeters and could not be cannonballs. But what if they're cannonballs from that tiny alien race that supposedly built the Mars pyramids? A 2014 Mars rover photo seemed to show the best evidence of alien life on Mars yet. The photo captured a bright flash that UFO hunters suspected was an explosion or alien activity of some kind. NASA scientist Doug Ellison quickly debunked the claim and gave a plausible explanation. It was simply a cosmic ray and not evidence of alien activity. There have also been numerous Mars photos released which seem to show giant statues. A 2018 photo looks like a Neo-Assyrian god statue, while a 2015 photo seems to show a huge female statue. While some say this is Mars' version of the Statue of Liberty, others say it's simply an example of pareidolia, which...
Here's my question is, we have pictures, and if you look at this video, you see these pictures they're talking about. Why don't we just drive up to the damn thing or zoom in or something? Billions of dollars spent on equipment to explore Mars, and we can't have high def and zoom in? Really? Stick a damn GoPro on the thing or something.
It's just the tendency to see shapes or faces in inanimate objects or abstract patterns. Could Mars be home to massive herds of alien creatures? Conspiracy theorist Neil Evans certainly seems to think so. Evans compared a Mars rover photo to an overhead shot on an African savanna, and the similarities were striking. Quote, "I believe this to be a habitable, lush, thriving ecosystem on Mars. I studied the section of map for hours and compared it to bird's eye views of places on Earth, and it seems to be next to the North Pole," he said on his YouTube channel Disclosed Screen, the comparison shows that the images are eerily similar, but this could also be just another example of pareidolia. Curiosity rover and lunar orbiters take so many photos that it's almost impossible to sort through them all, and there are more images released all the time. The Curiosity rover has 17 cameras that snap pics daily, and the rover has been doing research on Mars for 8 years.
But yet the damn thing can't take a clear picture to truly identify these objects.
We are even getting better resolution photos of very old NASA photos, too. The Lunar Orbiter Recovery Project, which is run by former NASA engineer Keith Cowing, is working tirelessly to recover NASA Moon Lunar Orbiter photos that were thought lost. Cowing and his crew work out of an abandoned McDonald's, and they've recovered about 2,000 pictures from 1,500 analog data tapes since 2007. Between 1966 and 1967, 5 lunar orbiters snapped pictures onto 70-millimeter film from about 30 miles above the moon. NASA's Lunar Orbiter program cost $163 million. That might not seem like a lot, but keep in mind, we're talking 1960s money. Images were sent to receiving stations and the satellites destroyed. Now those pictures are being released to the public in higher resolution thanks to Cowing and his team. With more moon photos comes more strange images. What new finds will UFO hunters find in these photos? Hacker group Anonymous seems to think that NASA is hiding something. The group reportedly claims that NASA has already made contact with alien life and is just waiting for the right time to reveal it to the world. A YouTuber claiming to represent Anonymous said that NASA was on the verge of announcing the discovery of alien life way back in 2017. Quote, "There are many who claim that unofficially mankind has already made contact with aliens, and not just little microbes floating around in a massive alien ocean," said the YouTuber. NASA hasn't made any announcement regarding alien life since the YouTuber claiming to represent Anonymous made the statement. The rumor could be false, or maybe NASA is waiting for a more opportune moment to reveal first contact.
Well, what do you think? Life on Mars? Did we find it? Has it always been there? Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at unzipshow.com is my email. Questions, comments, show ideas? Send them on. Till next time.